morning. This is Jessica Nione with the Be Well, Be Wealthy podcast. And I wanted to get on today and share a little bit about this traveling mommy idea. That's the name under our YouTube channel, as well as hashtag Be Well, Be Wealthy. You can check us out on YouTube, on social media. Degenerate hotel down the street from their villas, like I've been noticing is Google is coming in hard with the hospitality and the travel industry, whether it be flights, hotels, or what have you. Especially, I think they're partnering with Snap Travel. And there's another one I can't think of right now where, I mean, you give them your phone number and you get like, whatever, like half off a night, somewhere between 30 and 60% sometimes, depending. And that is where we got to Grand Villas. So when we drove from Daytona, we arrived at Grand Villas. And unfortunately, and fortunately, Disney is doing a Florida resident pass right now. So if you get 4 days, you get them for $50 a day. Now, you have to wear masks. I'm not really into the mask thing. I'm into the staying away from people thing, and I guess understanding how many people are walking around, that it makes sense, kind of, but I'm just not sold on the whole let's cover where you breathe thing. So we get the tickets, kind of already knowing all of this, but you have to get the tickets in order to make a reservation, and it was showing that all the parks were available until I bought the tickets, and then all the parks just had no reservations. So I was able to finagle two of them, Epcot and Animal Kingdom. So our first day in Orlando was just going to be a pool day. The next day was going to be Epcot, which is more of like a Universal World sort of thing. The giant ball, people know, Spaceship Earth. And then another pool day. And then we had Animal Kingdom yesterday. So the first day was really awesome. Grand Villas, I can't even tell you enough. It was the best hotel condo that I've ever gone to, ever. Extremely clean check-in area. Extremely clean, small-ish, but clean, very nice fitness center. They use wristbands to get in and out of the room, so I'm never looking for my key. Holla! And then once we went through our absolutely gorgeous two-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,000 square foot, oh my god, upgraded, gorgeous lodging, then we went down to their pools that had like volcanoes, playgrounds, everything was just age appropriate. The architects and the people that created this Diamond Resorts, Grand Villas in Orlando on Turtle Cape was just absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I think I've been probably to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of places, and this was my favorite. So, oddly enough, because it was, you know, a few miles away from Disney, and, you know, it was under $100 a night, I thought that maybe we would stay there, and then we would spend our last two nights at Disney Dolphin Resort, which I cannot stress to you enough. I guess coming after the fact, I find out it's not a Disney hotel. At this point, I don't even really care for Disney. We'll get to that in a minute. But we leave the Grand Villas. Let me back it up. Before we leave Grand Villas, we go to Epcot. Epcot's okay. Like I said, not into the mask thing. I would not pay more than $50 a day anyway to go to Disney. There's way too many people. It was just gross. We went to Disney Springs, same thing, way too gross. There's like lines of people, like an hour wait to go into a shopping center. I mean, I just felt like cattle. Like, I just felt like a dumb cow. I really did. Just going through these lines. Really disappointed. But we had fun. We made the most of it. There was some music. We were the only people dancing, which was weird. There was a really stuck. I was so pissed off. Now, we went to the Garden Grill for the character dining, which was fantastic. It had kind of weird, right? They were like behind us inside. The place spun, which was kind of cool. Very slowly, not like you're just spinning while you're trying to eat. The food was okay. They did not cater to dairy allergies. They just chopped our meal in half, which was really weird. So I didn't like that. And, you know, besides that, it was decent, you know. It's been a long time since I went on vacation with the kids, so I think a lot of people just kind of chalk it up and keep it moving. And when we left there, we went around the rest of the world, so to speak. There's China, Canada, you know, Asia, all sorts of different continents and countries, right? Which doesn't seem like it was too planned out now that I'm talking about it. China and Asia, but then there's Canada and Germany. But it was cool. My son got a kind of a Suedo ninja sword, which was pretty dope. Not too overly priced. It was about $20. Any toy, really, like a real toy, was, you know, on the upwards of $20 and up. Meals were really ranging. I mean, the Garden Grill was, I think, $55 for me and $40 for the kids. So definitely not worth it. The next day, we did another pool day. Went to some of the shopping spots. That was pretty dope. There's some outlet malls. Didn't buy anything. But definitely there was some sweet deals on Prada that you probably have to look all over online for. So I know where I'll go for school shopping moving forward, because some of these were really dope. Adidas outlet, that was pretty sick. And, you know, Sunglasses Hut and Armani and things like that. They had some pretty cool perfume shops at the outlet mall in Orlando. And then the next day, we went over to the Disney Dolphin, which, again, come to find out, is not a Disney hotel. They couldn't check us in until almost 6 o'clock at night. It was a 2-hour wait to get checked in, which was horrific. Horrific. The line was insane. Back to back, back to back, out the door. As soon as you get there, you think like, woohoo, I'm going to get a deal. This is the Disney hotel for, you know, under $300 a night. But it's not. It's like $225, but then there's like $100 a day in fees. $40 resort fee, and then a $40 parking fee. I was mortified. Just absolutely disgusted that there's like another 30 to 40% in additional fees. And that they're just herding them in. Herding them in like dumb cattle. Like, oh, here we go. That's another $7,000. From the people that I saw in those 2 hours, that's another $7,000 of lies. And it's not even Disney. So, very, very, very disappointed in this Walt Disney hotel that's actually just owned by Marriott. And I'm even more disappointed as a Marriott Rewards member, because it just seemed like a bunch of smoke and mirrors. The food on site was gross. Most of the places were closed. And you just are around a bunch of really sad adults that worked hard to go somewhere that did not lead up to their expectations. But there's a friggin' swan on top of the hotel doing nothing for anyone. So I got some really cool picture at 5 a.m. the next day when we left, because I was so pissed off we canceled the rest of our stay there. Which was fine, because we went back to Grand Villas for a quarter of the price. Got another huge place that was clean and wonderful. Now, we went to Animal Kingdom yesterday. Animal Kingdom was super dope. As a Busch Gardens annual pass holder, I was pretty impressed. I love Busch Gardens, but it is somewhere like cheap to go, you know, all the time. It's kind of like going to a big zoo with, like, no animals, I guess. Which just kind of made me think a little bit about that. But there's some. Actually, we went to Busch Gardens the night before all of this. And I noticed that the penguins were missing. We didn't get to see the cheetah. We didn't really see any monkeys. So it was kind of weird. Fast forward to Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom was great. Animal Kingdom was great. One thing I did notice, back to Epcot, is being a hotel guest, you can get free parking. Being the planner that I am, we did leave a half hour before. We left an hour before the parks got opened to get there a half hour before they opened, and there was still a pretty good crowd, but we were probably still in the first 1 to 10% of guests. So we really didn't need preferred parking, which is 50% off if you stay at a hotel, which makes it 25. Probably didn't need that. So lesson learned, at Animal Kingdom, they didn't even offer it, and we went in. It was still probably easily a quarter to a half mile walk, which was kind of irritating. At this point, I've got two grumpy kids, one that's like full out temper tantrum, and I'm talking about the 10-year-old, on the parking lot floor, the baby's screaming and crying, I can't find anything. My little card holder thing that I'm supposed to wear around my neck is ripped open. Thank God I found that out before I lost any cards. And it was just, you know, I'm listening to an AA meeting in the car at 7 in the morning before entering Animal Kingdom, just making sure that mommy's not going to lose her stuff today. And I didn't, and we kept moving. Actually only listened to about 10 minutes of that meeting. And all goes up. And we had a great day. You don't think we had a great day? You don't think we had a great day? We went in, we went around the world again. We went to Pandora and we saw Avatar. Ben went on an Avatar ride after a couple hours of waiting. We realized that the baby was too little, so we let Ben go on the ride, and they were really kind enough. There was a lady, I think her name was Emily, best customer service that we'd had our entire trip. She gave us these little things to get on the Niobe River boat ride quick, so instead of waiting an additional hour to get on that, we just walked on, which I'll tell you what, I've never felt so famous in my life, walking past all those people at Disney World waiting to get on this boat ride. So that was very kind, and thank you, Emily, at Disney World for doing that. I think Ben had a riot, Jacob had a riot. We were tearing it up. There's Dino Land there, which was pretty cool. Not too long a lines for games, but there were lines. They did have some pretty good deals, like they do at the Disney store in the mall, you know, where if you buy two giant boxes of toys, then they're only $12 each versus $20. So we got some of those. And for the most part, it was a great time. You know, it was a pretty good time. So we went to the Yak and Yeti. I went to the Yak and Yeti to get hot sauce for my salmon. I brought salmon and saltines. I wanted some hot sauce, and I went there. Loved the bartender. He was fantastic. Let me try some of their sparkling waters that they had. Dragon fruit was pretty good. I didn't get the sugar was on the bottom, so I didn't taste it until the end. And I had already picked lemongrass, which was really, really good. It was kind of like a lemon and lime sparkling water. So I picked that. I got a Buddha cup for my mom. That was pretty dope. And then at the end of the day, we went to the Rainforest Cafe, which was pretty good. I think it scared the baby, which was ironic because where did we go? Oh, we did go to T-Rex Cafe. I forgot to say that. And they had a meteor shower. And I think the baby was fine with that, but at the Rainforest Cafe, there's some sort of, like, rainstorm, and I don't think he liked that. Or the giant monkeys, I'm not sure. But I know he was a little restless last night, so I think maybe it was a little overstimuli for him. But it was great. We ate some good food. Didn't like the Iggy Piggy sandwich. Way too salty, way too much pork, and I freaked out. But they didn't have a problem subbing it out for the chicken sandwich. Went back to Grand Villas, had a wonderful night, went to the playground, and we're on our way home. So thanks for listening.